Oh boy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Canada.
We start every episode singing the national anthem of Canada. Right? That's our national anthem. Or is that like,
yeah.
Oh Canada. Hey everyone.
Hi guys.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
What this a is... crazy thing to be listening to on a Monday. People right. drinking.
I hope it we get a lot of like Monday morning commuters.
Yeah.
Just live vicariously through us. Or you did this yesterday because yesterday was technically St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And the sight and sound of alcohol will disgust you.
So you'll turn this off. So thank you so much for watching today's episode.
This is Advice.
Yeah, this is Advice. I'm Kristen McAtee.
And I'm Alex Coate.
And today we are going to be playing a cheeky little game called Truth or Drink. We like to do this once a season and we realized we hadn't
done this season yet. Yeah.
Am I already drunk?
Yes.
Yes. Like smelling the alcohol. I have not had alcohol in like 3 weeks.
Are you okay?
Knocking shit down. I haven't drank in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Besides wine.
Yeah. I had last night I had a glass of wine and that was actually the first in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like genuinely.
I've been a wine drinker and I had a beer last night with dinner.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm excited though. I'm
super excited.
I kind of just want to hop into it.
Yeah, let's do it. We realized that the last time we did this, a lot has changed.
Yeah.
We did it. Obviously, it was season 3.
Yep. We were sitting on the other set.
With Tanner. Yep. I was single.
Completely different situation.
Completely different.
Yeah.
So I hope we get questions that kind of pertain to the newness of our lives.
I think we will. And that's actually been something that we're like, another reason we haven't done it yet is because we do tend to get the same questions, to be completely honest with you guys. Right.
People just want to know like the same things consistently.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's also a really hard game for us too, because we're so naturally vulnerable with you guys that like,
you know, a lot of shit.
Yeah. And like, even to make me drink takes a lot because I'm willing to share almost everything about me on this podcast. So I don't know. So I'm playing with my toes. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, stop it. You guys are either going to get drunk us or hopefully a lot of good answers.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We made these beautiful shots you see in front of us right now. It's Snapple, kiwi strawberry, lemon juice, and tequila.
Espolón.
And they're cold, so I kind of also want to start because I don't want these sitting out for too long.
Yeah. And these lights get so hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gross.
Let's just jump right into it.
We asked you guys on Instagram and responses came flooding. I literally posted it before we went on our alcohol run. And now I'm like, oh, shit. We have thousands. You find one?
Yeah. It's just a funny one. Okay. I'll start with this.
Okay.
Alex, have you ever wanted Kristen to date your brother? No. He's like my brother. He gives brother energy. I did have a brief moment because my brother and her sister have hooked up.
Yeah.
And there was something in that where I was like,
this could be cool.
Yeah. And like, I could kind of see it. Like you and Vince are a lot alike.
Yeah.
And like, you guys have your own like relationship, friendship or whatever. Right. And I was like, huh. But no, I've never like, hey, get with my brother.
No, God, no. Yeah. When my sister and him hooked up, I was like, I'm not mad at this.
No.
Like they
it kind of sense. It equates.
It did, but that's done. That is in the past and they are in loving relationships of their own.
Yes.
This is not a thing anymore.
No.
One time. It was one time. Oh.
Stop it.
Cut a piece of your hair or take two shots.
To both of us?
Yeah. I mean all these are both to us.
That's a good way to start. I say we take two shots. I'm not cutting my hair.
Yeah, no, you're right. I actually just got it done. I'm not doing that.
Two is crazy, though.
I know.
Cheers. Oh, fuck, this is going to be hard.
Jesus.
Cheers. Why did we agree to this?
I don't know.
Every time we're like, I regret it.
I'm like, why did we do this episode? It's so stupid.
Also, these shots are fucking huge.
Yeah.
Is this a regular shot glass size? I think this is like a big. This is
huge.
These are huge. These are like Dixie cups.
The cups they give you at the dentist. Ugh. Next question.
Rate your exes on sex.
Okay. Oh my God. I was like, people know my exes. Okay. You know what is actually my answer? If you're asking.
Tell me. I'm all ears.
The progression of sex. Sex has only gotten better.
I was going to say that.
So Tanner was my best. He's my most recent. Then Scott. And then it goes backwards.
Yep.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So literally just like the progression of my partners.
Yeah. I'm going to say the same thing. And I promise it's not a cop out. But no. Same reason. Like we've just gotten older.
Yeah.
Sex has gotten. We know both more. Both parties
have gotten better at sex. Like, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's just like the natural evolution of sex capabilities. So. And
connection for me. Totally. Like I feel like my relationships. Granted how the last one ended, they've only gotten richer in emotion, which is a big part of sex for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've even loved the sex more because of what it meant.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like it's only up from here, right?
I'd hope so.
I fucking hope, man.
Yeah. I don't think I could be in like the relationship I'm in now, best sex.
Yeah.
Because it like means so much.
So much. There's so many factors.
There's so many factors. And I don't think I could be in a relationship where I've had better. To me, it's so important to me.
Yeah, that's a bold statement though.
Trust me, I'd put in the work. Like this is something we got to work on. We got to, you know, get our rhythm right. down, whatever. But if it wasn't clicking, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you're right.
I couldn't do it.
I would have to try everything, but like, yeah, I mean, that's a loaded answer too, because like right. there's obviously so much that goes into it. If you click on every other level, like emotionally, then it's like it weighs differently. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard. But yeah, I'd say that's the order of my sexual partners.
Yeah. You need to get someone else on the top of that list is what I was going to say.
I mean, I'm not going to say this as a question, but someone else asked about Kristen, would you date Alex's brother?
Whoa.
Have you ever liked him? No, guys. That is literally my brother.
Yeah.
And, like literally always has been. I could say that. Cross my heart, hope to die. Girl Scout honor. That no, he's literally just always been my brother. Okay, this is a good one. We haven't talked about it. How much have you made off the bicycle collab?
Oh.
Side note, if you don't know, we have a collaboration with Bicycle Playing Cards. Right here to my left, you can see the deck. The deck of decks is beautiful actually deck. The name of it. It's beautiful, completely handcrafted by both of our beautiful creative brains. Shop deck of decks.
Shop deck of decks in our link in bio.
Link in description.
How much have we made? Honestly, we don't know at this point, but we didn't do it for the money. Money was not a part of getting this deal at all. I know that
sounds like very like live off love. We didn't do it for the money. I'm telling you guys, the profit margin is eensy beensy teensy weensy.
Yeah.
We did not do it for the money.
Money was not a factor in this. Like I said, we still don't know what we've made off of it.
Yeah.
We did it because we fucking love bicycle and you guys know we love cards. And I did it because to be able to say like I designed a deck for bicycle and we love, like I said, we love the brand. Yeah. It was for many more reasons besides money.
Yeah.
What's some influencer tea that y'all know that we don't?
Jesus Christ.
I have a really good one. We know someone's baby daddy.
You can't say who. You can't.
No.
That is not our fish to fry.
Did you take a shot too?
Well, I'm thinking maybe I'll leak some.
Oh, love that.
This one, I guess, is like kind of tea on myself, but it's recent in my memory because I was going through my camera roll and I saw, I don't know if you guys remember this, if you've been following me for a while, but a few years back for Liza's birthday, we all did this photo shoot at the like Saved by the Bell pop-up set in Hollywood. It was like she brought a photographer. We all got to dress up in like 80s vibes. It was a really fun day. Scott and I were in the worst fucking fight that day.
Really?
Oh my God.
I feel like I didn't even know that.
Exactly.
Oh.
There, the one picture I saw is of us and like we're like sitting together and like I think like he's holding a football and I'm
it's like a cutesy set too.
So cute. And like the picture I'm thinking of, like it's like the picture I saw the other day, like we're super happy in it.
Wow.
But I remember like in between shots being like,
don't
like,
touch
turn,
me.
Like turn this way. Like shit like that. Like we were just not doing well that day.
Whoa. Yeah that's crazy for that. I didn't even know that.
Right. But I just remember, I even remember when I posted it, I was like, this was such a bad day.
Right.
So bad.
But everyone looking at it is going to think it's so cute.
So good. Yeah. So I don't know if that's like piping hot tea, but it's just relevant in my head right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Worst tattoo on each other.
Oh, easy. Cause we know what like our personal feelings about our own tattoos are.
Right.
I'm gonna say your pineapple.
You actually think that's my worst though?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
It's bad quality.
It's bad.
It's like, I'm not, it's not like a knock. Like It's you look at it and it's just actually bad quality.
It's bad. It's bad. Like your least favorite of yours is your elephant, but I don't think it's terrible.
Ooh, which one don't you like?
Can I like, you know, flail your arms or something? Let me see Norman.
Oh yeah, that one's not great either.
That one's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Just the N.
Yes.
I'm going to say the N on your Norman. No, it's
quality wise. Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm not talking about meaning, nothing like, cause yeah. We want to talk meaning. I have a fucking garlic tattoo. Like we're not going there. Honestly, both of our first tattoos, or it was my first tattoo, yeah, but our X and O is kind of bad.
It's green. It's fully green.
My O is like bled and like.
Yeah, just. It's actually the circle part of it. It's a good shaped circle. Like there's no warp.
Yeah, he did it well, but like it's thick.
Thick. This has to be like a 8-needle gun.
Easily. I mean, yeah, we went to in Huntington, right. Some random little shop. Like
it was like $80.
If that, yeah. Oh my God. I remember I was on top of the world after though. Yeah. Before crumbling, I was so scared of this circle tattoo.
You immediately knew, oh, I'm going to be a tattoo person.
Immediately. I walked out of there and I was like, I already want my next one.
I want
one.
More.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Kristen, do you think Alex's boyfriend is attractive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Literally, I remember when you found him on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
So
I think
cute.
He's so handsome.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think that's weird to say, right?
Not at all. Yeah, I would hope. You would think so.
Right. I feel like all the men we've dated are very handsome.
Yeah.
Like, I could say that about each other's comfortably.
Totally.
Yeah. Ooh, Alex. Have I ever cooked something you had to pretend to like? Speak now.
I've never pretend, you know me, like.
You know, I'll like zhuzhed it up.
I'll
your reaction.
Eat anything.
I know that, but like as far as.
Pretending like, to like?
Yeah, like you don't have to necessarily want to spit it out. Like, I don't think I'm that bad.
No, and you're not. Everyone knows I don't like baked mac and cheese.
Valid.
And like, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But like, I guess that would be like my least. I definitely was like, oh, that's so good, Kristen. And it was
like
so
it wasn't
good,
your favorite.
But it wasn't. I hyped it up because like you did so good on Thanksgiving in general.
Thank you.
Of course. And like, oh my God, the mashed potatoes.
Oh, the mashed potatoes
were so good.
Go to sleep
thinking about them.
Ever since you came out to me and told me about when you hid Link getting into the vitamin bottle years
scared
ago,
something else
I'm
gonna
scared
come
there's
out.
Something in you that you're not telling me about, like something. I don't know.
That was really hard to admit, but that's the only one.
I know it was. I'm so glad you admitted it. Like, and I'm glad you kept it from me.
Yeah,
that was one of those secrets.
And
that, like
that, it was a con. It wasn't like. I was trying to save myself by any means.
No.
That was a conscious decision
I was
to not
literally
make
literally across the planet.
Yes. Yes.
And I would have freaked out.
And you would have gotten on the first flight home.
Yeah. Quick wrap up of that. What we're referring to is I was in Australia in like 2018, 2019, and Link got into a vitamin bottle while Alex was watching her for like 2 weeks while I was out of town. And she didn't tell me, but she was like up all night with her on the phone with poison control. Like it was this whole thing. Obviously Link ended up being totally fine.
Right.
But she held it for me up until like just a few years ago. And I was like, what?
Because it got to the point where I obviously didn't want to tell her while she was on her trip. I also didn't want to tell you in the middle of it in the middle of those years of me watching Link. Cause I would watch Link when you and Scott would go on tour. Like
right,
you were
right,
traveling
right.
a lot. And like I was Link's dog sitter. And I wanted you to still trust me. I didn't want it to be a thing where you were like, not Alex. And like, I love watching Link.
And what's actually interesting is like, that never made me feel like I can't trust you with it.
Right.
Like, with her, with Link.
In the middle of it, I was like, I don't need to tell her about this right now. It's going to be something funny that I bring up. And it did end
it
up being.
So good.
It was so funny.
I think we were like hungover on the couch at our old apartment.
We were out in Auckland. And I think we were actually talking about an episode where you like reveal things.
Like something you've never told your best friend.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember sitting on the couch and looking at Leanna and
because Leanna knew.
Maybe.
I'm assuming.
I don't know. I just remember looking at Leanna and thinking like, I was being really quiet and I was like, God, should I say it right now? And I remember you were standing in the kitchen and I was on the couch and I like,
came and sat down because I was like, what is she about to tell me?
Poked my head up and I was like, I have one. I have something I could tell you that you don't know about me.
Oh my God, it was crazy. I was in shock.
Shock.
I almost wish you would have waited to do that on camera because I would have loved to have that footage because I was like, I literally couldn't say a word.
How did that happen?
It was crazy.
It was scary. I thought we were going to lose Link for a second.
Yeah. No, if you would have told me while I was in Australia, like.
It would have been.
It would have been panic attack chaos. For 22-hour flight home. Like it would have been really, really bad. You completely handled that situation perfectly.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless my friend.
Okay. Kristen.
Oh, God.
Spell belligerent, and if you can't, you drink.
I don't fucking know.
Just give it a whirl. I think it's in you. I think you could do it.
I'm already. I don't know if it's B-I-B-A or B-E. I don't fucking know.
Try your hardest.
Belligerent.
You know what it starts with. Give it a whirl.
B-E?
I'm not going to confirm nor deny until you spell it out.
B-E-L-I-G-E-R-A-N-T.
No, incorrect.
Shit, what is it?
It's, well, I'm trusting the person who wrote in. So okay. It's B-E-L.
Well, maybe let's look it up because what if I'm right?
Okay, right.
B-E-L-L-I-G-E-R-E-E-N-T. I did A-N-T, huh? I think.
You did A-N-T. It's okay, take a little shot. Whatever. Now we're even.
Wait, belligerent doesn't even have anything to do with alcohol by definition. It means hostile and aggressive.
Yeah, not being able to like
hold it together. I thought it was only like a term of being drunk.
No, that's why
when you're like belligerent, like you're like.
I feel like it's definitely turned into that. Cheers. I've heard someone use it in the context of, they were like really sad and crying, and they were just being belligerent.
Just like out of hand.
Yeah.
Uncontrolled.
Get it together.
Get it together. Wah, wah.
I'm at the point where I want to keep drinking.
No, yeah, I'm like, I feel like I have a good like head buzz. And that's only 3 shots in that tells you how much I have not drinking. I don't even know what my answer is. If you had to go back to one of your exes, who would it be?
Oh. And like be with them?
Yeah.
Ew.
I might just drink because I'm not going back to nobody.
Nobody.
We don't take steps back here on advice.
Those are 2 gulpers. Like, I can't take that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Woo! Oof. Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay.
If you could get rid of one item of clothing from the other's wardrobe, what would it be?
This is so hard. I feel like best friends know, like, you don't really make purchases without, like, the other one kind of knowing what's up.
Right.
I don't know. Do you have one?
Nothing.
You totally
I don't even know if you have these still.
What is it?
The buckle jeans.
Oh, I loved those.
You still have them?
No, okay. No, I got rid of those years ago. But
okay.
I loved those.
They were cute, but I was going to say they had their moment. And I think now they would be like
kind of chunky. Yeah.
You know?
They wouldn't work right now.
No.
No. And you know what I actually disliked about those jeans? One, they were one of those pairs of denim that just ripped up your vagina.
Oh, right. And terribly. You can't wear underwear with them, right? Because no, then it would you show see through. Yeah.
So I would wear like super thin strapped ones right. Where it would just like kind of hide in the upper part of it.
You tuck it up.
Yeah. These jeans I'm referring to, guys, they were jeans that were open all the way down the side of the leg, but then had like belt buckles all the way down
so the sides.
You could like see my skin through the buckles.
I think now they would be too costumey.
And they weren't a staple by any means. Like I could wear them with like a white tank and that was it.
Right.
Like I couldn't really do much with them.
Unless you leaned heavy into it, then it would be like even more costumey.
Right. You're at a place with your fashion where like you know what works for you. So you're not really out here buying shit that's just not working for you.
Right.
So like there's nothing that I would really take out of your closet right now. I really don't know.
Nothing? It's okay. Take a shot.
I have to take a shot just because I like all your clothes? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not like, let me look at you. No, I don't know. And I'm not drinking for that because I just like your clothes and I don't think that should be punished.
Okay. Agreed.
Thank you. Anal thoughts?
Listen.
That's literally how they phrased it. Anal thoughts?
I've gotten a couple of anal questions in here too.
Let's just lay it out. How do we feel about anal?
I've done it. I don't actively do it.
No.
I like a little like finger play.
Yeah.
I don't want a little, though.
Be tasteful.
Yeah. And like, I don't want you fingering my asshole.
No, I don't want like knuckles, nothing like that.
No.
Like, the times I've done anal, I'm drunk.
Yes.
If you're, I'm like,
I mean,
sloppy,
you're naturally like looser. Like, yeah. Like you're more into it. Think of your ass. This is for me. Think of your asshole as like, you know, those dial knobs that you like.
Yeah. Like,
you know how you turn up the volume on a Google?
Yes, Google, exactly.
That's what I want you to do to my asshole.
Yes. Yes. Do not poke the Google.
No, you don't poke it. You don't.
There's not a button.
You lightly
graze it.
Graze
Stimulate
it.
Stimulate it.
But in a circular motion.
Yes. That's a good point.
That's what you do to the asshole, yeah. If you're wondering.
But I've definitely been fucked up and been like, wah.
Yeah, gone crazy. But it's not like part of the...
It's not part of the regimen.
It's not in the... No, it's not in the day-to-day.
No.
Which Vlog Squad member would you hook up with?
Jesus Christ. Scott?
Besides Scott.
Is that a cop-out?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not fucking doing this. I'm taking a shot, motherfucker. This is kind of cool. Kristen, rate the last 3 dates you've been on and give them one adjective. I've only been on 2 dates, so I can only give 2.
You should say what happened on that date.
What one? Oh, the recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can. Like, we haven't talked or anything.
No.
Okay, so let me do the first one. The first one, I went on this date with this guy. I think maybe, did we talk about this? I don't know. Whatever. I'll say it again just in case. I'll be quick. I actually met him in the airport moving from LA to New York, and we were in line to like check in or whatever, and he complimented my tattoos, and it was just like small talk, like, oh, like, are you from LA? And oh no, I'm from New York. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm actually flying there right now, and I'm moving there, like I'm getting on a one way right now. And he's like, oh sick. And we just exchanged Instagrams, and that was it, like super chill, whatever.
He's a tattoo artist.
He's a tattoo artist. Yeah, that, I think, I mean, that's obviously why he commented on my tattoos, like game recognized game. And I think my tattoos are beautiful. So I think he recognized that.
Yeah.
And now knowing how his work is, it's very fine line. Like,
yep.
He actually does animal portraits. Like, he specializes in that, in portraits in general, but like he does a lot of like dog stuff, and they're so good. Anyway, he was really cute, and like we followed each other on Instagram, and that was it. Obviously, like I was intertwined with Tanner at the time. Like, it was whatever. And we just had always followed each other. And then a few months ago, he reached out and was like, and something I really like about this guy is he wasn't just like flirty out the gate. Like, he was super like, hey, let's go out.
He was like the perfect amount of persistent, because when we first moved here, he hit you up a few times to hang out. It just like never worked out logistically.
Yep.
But then you got into like the public relationship, and he saw that, didn't hit you up.
Nope.
But then when
respectful.
You got out of it, right. He was like, hey, how you been?
Yeah.
And it was very,
but it was
like
so tasteful.
It was so
tasteful.
It wasn't
tasteful. Like, slimy, let me slide back in because I see she's single.
No, no.
Because men
not
do that
all.
When they can tell a girl's going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And it was not that vibe at all. It was super respectful. And then we went out, and it was a great date. How would I describe that date in an adjective?
Great.
Boring. Comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, because you said that. You were like, I already feel like I kind of knew him in that friend vibe.
Yeah.
So there wasn't the initial like first date jitters that you had.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think for your first time going out, it's better that you had
to, like,
that experience. Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't like I wouldn't say we have like a
crazy spark or anything.
No, honestly, no. I mean, we haven't gone on a second date, so that's why. But like, yeah, I wouldn't say there was like a crazy spark or like, you know, sexual attraction or anything, but like definitely attracted to him. And I would assume he's attracted to me too if we went on a date. But like, there was something just so comfortable about it where like the conversation was good. He's super chill. He reminds me a lot of like the men I grew up around. Like, he's very like
man's man.
Man. And like, he's super edgy. He's like tattooed, like loves like pop punk music. Like, he's very much like the man that I grew up around. So I think that's where the comfort honestly stems from. So yeah, comfortable. Now, the second date I've been on with it, this is a different guy now. I actually met him on Raya. This is the first and only Raya date I have ever been on, which is kind of crazy. He was really cute. Like, kind of quirky vibes.
Yeah.
Like Brooklyn, very like Brooklyn guy. Just like quirky, wears Carhartt, like
the original hipster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Conversation was really good. He's funny. He's witty. He was like really smart. Like, we're both super into cinema, so that was like a lot of our conversation, whatever. But I swear to God, this guy, I know for a fact, this isn't
even
alleged.
Wasn't it a weeknight too? Or no, it was a Saturday.
I think it was a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Friday or Saturday. But regardless, he was for sure going to the bathroom and doing a bump and coming back to the table. Because nobody pees that quick. So no. I know it was just a quick mirror check and then back to the table.
You just know when people are on coke.
100%. It's one of those things that cannot be hidden.
No, you see it in their eyes. You see it in the way they talk.
He was the speed touching of his it. Nose.
Okay.
And like, also, it's New York City. A lot of people do fucking blow here. And like,
right.
I don't know. I could just tell something was up. So once I could tell that, I definitely sensed myself like shutting down a little bit, which.
So valid.
So yeah, I didn't beat myself up for that one.
We're also like not those type of people.
No.
Like,
no. I mean, I've done coke, but I.
It's not in
it's
your.
It's not. I couldn't tell you the last time I did it. That's how long it's been. Like,
ooh, I could.
Yeah. Still, it was what, 2 years ago at this point?
No, like, it's been so long.
I never fucked with it enough to like have it be part of my, you know, substance of choice, if you will. But I could just tell he was going back and doing it. And
then to need to do it on a first date. Like,
yeah, it kind of felt like, what the hell, dude? Because we were vibing.
Yeah. It's because it's so a part of his, like he goes out and drinks and it's just a part of that
it's
night.
It's part of like, if I drink, yeah. I do a bump. Yeah.
One of my first dates in the city, we went to a Rangers game and he was on coke.
Like that guy's always on coke. Yeah. This Facts. Guy is literally like
always coked out.
Flows yeah. through his veins.
But it's the thing out here. It's like,
it's super normal,
which is so crazy because of the, I mean, for so many reasons.
Sure.
But the fentanyl.
Everyone's like, no, I trust my dealer. You know how many times I fucking hear that? I'm like,
insane.
That's don't trust coke. Your dealer.
No.
No. Anyway, adjective I'd give that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
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 Crazy. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I need a good third date to bring it back. 4-4-4. That means my third date's going to be cool.
And he's going to be 4.
Oh, God. He's going to be 444.
Okay, this one might hit us where it hurts. Mm-hmm. It's, what is the hardest thing about dating you?
Oh, I don't want to cry.
Don't cry.
Oh, this one's shitty to answer.
Wait, do you want me to not?
No, I mean.
Okay, I'll say it.
That's literally the game. Like, right. If I don't want to do it, I have to drink.
You could take a shot.
Yeah, I don't feel like being hard on myself right now, to be completely honest with you.
Way to be.
Cheers.
Way to be. It's really hard for me. Oh, good job.
Sorry.
That was probably really hard. It's really hard for me to drop it when I'm thinking a certain way. Like if we're in like a, I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
Put it that. If we're in like a little tiff, it's hard for me to shake it.
Yeah.
And I'll sit in it.
Very hard. Fucking normal.
Yeah.
At least you're aware.
Yeah.
At least you're not like, no, it needs to be my way.
I'm aware, even so much so that when I'm in those fits, I know I'm like, Alex, what are you hanging on to this for?
Yeah.
Why are you so I've mad? Been there. Just drop it. But then my pride is too high to, because if I just drop it, quotes, then it's like, well, then why were you mad in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah. Like all this for what?
All this for what?
Yeah.
I have to hold on to it because now I made my bed. I better fucking lie in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. That's one thing that I've, but like you said, I'm aware of it. It's one thing that I've worked on in therapy. It's very like, I talk about it a lot with my current boyfriend. Like it's known. That's it. That's probably, it makes it really hard to date me. Good thing I'm not on the market.
I was gonna say, someone already is with you and they clearly don't give a fuck. Yeah. So you're good. What's something you really like and dislike about your own gender?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Hi, Alex, female, she, her. About women, we're so beautiful. I love how women can embody such a like grace and femininity and delicacy and at the same time have the anatomy of a female body that allows you to do some of the hardest fucking things like give birth, have a fucking period, go through these like bodily things that are so hard and painful and taboo to the point where a lot of people don't fucking talk about it, but like hold that juxtaposition. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Love that about women.
Yeah, no, that's, I feel like that's the epitome of us
right
there. Yeah, I love how ethereal every woman is.
Mm-hmm.
I like, seriously, when I see every woman, I'm like, you are a portal of life into this world.
Literally.
Like life cannot be created without our bodies. Mm-hmm. And like, it is the coolest thing. I think we're all so magical, and I love the maternal instinct. The concept of the maternal instinct in general is just so cool.
It's power.
Like being able to walk into a room, put your arm around someone, and they're immediately like, oh, like your shoulders relax. Like,
yep.
Women just have this natural instinct to comfort every situation by even saying nothing at all. Mm-hmm. I think it's so cool. We're so like sparkly. If I could give it like a visual, like every woman is a fairy and is just magical. And yeah, I mean, I said ethereal. I think we're so resilient too. I mean, there's generations upon generations of women that have been told no, have been told things, have been like judged out of their fucking mind, have been other people drawing conclusions about us. And we like, women just keep pushing. We're right. Still fucking here. Like, you know, like it hurts. Yes, because we feel so deeply, but it doesn't stop us.
It doesn't take us down.
It doesn't take us down. Like, it doesn't take the masses totally. Down. And I know this is such a modern term, but like, I love girl code. Mm-hmm. I love how much we like look at each other and like, remember we that TikTok trend of like, you don't move anything on your face besides your eyes. And every girl in the comments knew exactly what look number one meant, what look number two meant, and what yes. look number three meant. Like, I love our unspoken.
There's a universal language. Yes, there's a universal language that we all know yes. and could see it from uh-huh. a distance.
Like, think of like the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
And like the vibe in there. If you could tell homegirl in the corner is like crying and just got off FaceTime, like you don't have to ask her name. You don't have to do nothing. You walk over, you check on her, you fix her makeup, you tighten her bra strap.
Yep.
You have a 5-minute therapy session and you get back out there. And 9 times out of 10, you probably don't think of that girl again, but the footprint that they've left on your heart yep. and for that night or fucking forever even.
Yep.
Like there's just so much power in that.
I love it.
We're also connected and we're just a big coven, and yep. I love it. Least favorite thing about women?
Oh God. I don't think I've ever.
I know.
Oh, okay.
This is a general feeling, but I've seen it a lot. When women like get cheated on or something and they hate the other girl because of it. And they're sitting there like, he's my man. What the fuck? It's like, girl,
he cheated on you.
Like the common factor here is homeboy.
Yep.
Why? Like the girlie that it happened with, you can have your feelings towards her. That's super valid. But like,
don't blame her.
When
putting
girls
the
are
blame
like,
on the
fuck
other
this
women,
bitch, like yep. block her. Like right. they block her. It's like, she doesn't fuck with you. She wants your man.
Right.
And your man's giving her attention. Like,
right.
You know, yes. you see it all the time. And I just, sometimes I just want to shake girls and be like, why are you defending this man and making the girl the problem?
Yep. That's my answer.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Like, come on.
And
I'm not saying the other girl's an angel by any
means.
Well,
you're making it as if it's almost like that same scenario where if a woman is wearing like a tight tank top and a short skirt, she's asking for it.
Yeah.
Like you're putting that act into just the action of the woman.
Mm-hmm. But let's hold the men accountable.
Yeah, hold on. He is the one.
He's also capable of actions.
Right.
So if he's not remaining respectful to the person he chose to be in a relationship with, that's on him.
Even if a woman is making a pass at a guy and he happens to have a girlfriend. Yeah,
it's his job.
It's his job to turn down other women because he is in a relationship.
Temptation will always be there.
Exactly.
Don't blame the tempter.
Blame the
person who's fucking giving in. Yeah.
100%.
Super whack.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that, ladies.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We had to take a little break to refill some shots. This is going to be our final lineup because we got to chill.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we had before and what's left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I think I had 3 and you had 4.
Okay. That's not terrible.
No, not bad. Okay. Here's the next one. If you had to switch lives, what pivotal life decision would you make differently?
Whoa. Huh. I know.
What?
When I moved to LA, Alex was we were in talks of her moving with me. I just totally spit in 2015. Mm. And I would have had you move with me and let your life be like start there in 2015 rather Whoa. Than staying back with your ex.
Oh, it'd be so different.
I'd love to just see what would have happened if you like got out of that relationship and like,
yeah, well, I stayed because I stayed in school.
That too. I just mean, like got out of that relationship.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, my life would be different if I did not stay in that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's school related too. I would have loved, I think you would have thrived at a 4-year college.
I think I would have too.
At like a, and like been a cheerleader, been in a sorority.
I think I would have thrived.
I think you would have thrived. And I think you would have probably ended up the same route, or you would have like been a nurse and you would have, you know, but you talk about still being in the medical field today. And I just think you would have ended up there if you went that route.
I
don't
think I would have gone to school for it though, because I didn't start liking medical until like later in life. Years, like literally the past like maybe like 2 years of my life.
Right.
So I think
maybe you would have done like business or something.
Yeah. I think what I went to school for, I would have probably done at a 4-year, but yeah, I would have loved to see like how I would have turned out if I did like the traditional school route.
Yep. 100%.
I'd be such like a Delta Gamma.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Maybe in the next life, maybe my daughter will do it or something. I'm happy I didn't though.
Yeah. I think. And I'm happy I didn't move to LA at that point.
I mean, yeah, the way it happened is supposed to happen. It's just one of those things where like, if you gave me a magic ball, I would have loved to just like peek into that and see what would have happened.
100%.
I'm just curious.
Yep.
I don't think you made the wrong decision though.
No.
At all.
God, no.
How much is in your bank account? Show it.
No. How much is in yours?
I'm going to drink. Cheers.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I don't talk money.
No, no, no,
I don't
no,
talk
no.
money.
No, 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 no.
But my money talk.
Facts. Okay, next one. Will you guys be living together in 5 years?
Probably not.
No. I hope I'm married with a child in 5 years.
Yeah.
For real though. Mid-30s.
Like, I don't think we will.
No.
Even if I'm single, I think I would just have my own place by then.
Yeah. I think mid-30s. I also don't know if I'd still be in the city, but who knows?
I'm not even going to say that. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I get that question a lot. I mean, honestly, this doesn't count as a question, but a lot of the questions in here are like, how long do you think you'll be in New York? Like, just to answer them all, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. And like, I love not having the answer to that question.
I didn't come here with a plan.
Maybe we might still be living together.
Yep.
You never know.
Very well might be the thing. Maybe we'll get a cool compound like upstate.
Exactly.
And like
go boom. Like live on a farm somewhere.
Exactly. So
yeah, we like living with each other.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing wrong with our living dynamic at all. I just think where
I want to be at that point.
Right.
If I'm with a person, then I want to live with them.
If I have a baby, you're not going to want to live with me.
I'm not going to want to live with you at all. No way.
Yeah, you can live with me. I don't want to take care of it.
I don't want to.
You can take care of my baby.
I'll live near though. So
I would love it if we still lived in the same city.
You can take care of the baby, but I will help you. Like I'll prep some food for you and like
love.
That's how I'm going to help. I would babysit, of course. Okay. But I just mean like, even when I go visit, our friend Carly went to high school with, had a baby recently, and she lives in Connecticut, and I've been there a few times, and like, I like help around the house, and like, while she's like with the baby, like I like doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take care of your baby all the time.
But Unless you really needed it.
I will babysit.
Yeah.
But like,
maybe we can get like some kind of schedule going where you get the baby like every Thursday, so me and the father can have like date nights.
I'd be totally fine with that.
Love that.
As long as they can hold their neck up by themselves. That shit scares me when they're like, like when newborns have like gummy neck.
You could teach them a lot.
I could.
You could teach them.
I think I'll be a good aunt. I already am an aunt.
Yeah, you're a good aunt. But I think we'll live. I don't want to have a kid if we're not living in the same city.
No, I think from here on out, again, unless something crazy happens, but like the trajectory that we're on right now, I don't see us living far from each other ever again.
I don't want that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I don't think we will. Like, okay. I think,
yeah,
like we're obviously in New York together and like,
right. But like, if one of us wants to move, we gotta both move.
If one of us wants to move, I'm assuming it'd be back to California. and I would totally move back to California. I plan on moving back to California. Right. Like,
it's all just like who says it first.
Yeah. And like, like if you get pregnant and you're like, I want to move back to California, either I'm moving at the same time or I'm a year behind you.
Right.
I'm not far behind you though.
Right.
That's like the most I see. Yeah.
I kind of like figured.
Yeah. Who knows though? What if I got pregnant first? Who knows? Who's We're going to look dad? Back on this episode.
Who's the dad?
Well, what if you don't get pregnant for a few years and I meet someone? Dick.
No, I mean, like, who do we want the dad to be?
I don't fucking know. I gotta find one first. I don't know.
No, you get first pick.
Or I could do that thing where, like, can't girls have babies by themselves now?
I think you can, like, grow them.
What about growing a little dish?
And there, you can only grow, it's guaranteed to be a woman.
Oh, I want a boy.
Oh, you gotta do the old-fashioned way.
Traditional. I feel like, sometimes I don't like saying I want boys because I've heard that, like, if you say you want boys, then you get girls.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you'll be a boy mom.
I think I will be too. But Carly says,
I don't know though.
Carly was like, you're going to be a girl mom. Cassie too. Cassie was on the phone when we were talking about it. And she, because we're saying Cassie's totally a boy mom.
100%.
Through and through.
Carly, I would have thought would be a girl mom.
Carly will have a girl.
Yeah.
She's going to have a girl and a boy. Totally.
I could see it.
She's a boy right now, but she will have a girl. Me? I'd like to be a boy mom, but I could totally see the universe giving me girls to heal my mother wound.
I could see that.
And I'm going to be like, this little girl is perfect. How can nobody love this child? And then it's going to heal me and I'm going to be fine.
And then good. See?
Yeah.
Then you're going to be great.
If I have a boy, I'm going to be like, oh.
I think I'll have both. I don't think I look a certain way.
No, you don't. You look like you'd have both. Yeah. You totally look like you'd have both.
Yeah. Well, with at least four, I better have both.
You'd be surprised.
Right.
A lot of people, like, I know someone who wanted a girl so bad, kept trying and just kept having boys.
Yep.
It'd be like that. What is the worst thing an ex has ever said to you while you were actively together? Mm. Have you seen that trend on TikTok? It's like things my ex did, but I stayed.
No.
And girls say like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Let me
think. Hop on that.
My boyfriend, my last like long-term relationship, he like for some reason really wanted me to be friends with this other girl that he was friends with.
For some reason.
For some fucking weird ass reason. She had moved back into town and like she started hitting her up. And I was like, who is this? I'll call her Sarah. I was like, who is this Sarah girl? And he was like, oh my God, I think you'd really like her. Like we should all hang out. Like, let's go out. Let's, you know, let's have it a thing. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what is it about her? Like she kind of popped up out of nowhere. So I was already kind of like, ears are perked. I found out that they had like previously had a intimate relationship, but he kept making a point. Like, I think you guys would be really great friends. I think you guys would get along. And I'm sitting here like, I have friends. Yeah, like why do you think I need to be friends with this girl? I never ended up meeting her in person, but that turned out to be the girl that he cheated on me with and went into a full-blown relationship with me after we broke up. So, weirdo.
And that was the one, if you remember our episode.
Season one or season two.
We talked about, it was our stalker story, right?
My stalker story.
That was her.
That was her.
It's a good thing you didn't become friends.
Weirdo.
Fucking weirdo. One of my first boyfriends told me that I need to straighten my hair, wear V-necks and skinny jeans and Vans, and don't hang out with Alex as much because she's, and I quote, too edgy.
I remember I was wearing a leather jacket and you were like, oh, I think I want a leather jacket. Like, that'd be cute for my closet. And he was like, what the fuck? That's too Alex.
That's so edgy. What? Like, yeah. So straightened hair, which look at my hair. Like, that ain't me. V-necks, skinny jeans, Vans.
Right. And I will say, because I'm a little buzzed, his wife now, who he cheated on you with,
looks like that.
Like that. Straight hair, Vans, skinny jeans, and V-necks. So.
And Patagonia vests.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll hate a little bit. Who cares?
I'm going to be a hater.
Yeah.
For life.
He cheated on you with her.
Yeah. Icky.
Least favorite influencer you've ever met. I am not going to say her name, but she was just a real bitch to me every time we would hang out. And
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'll take a shot since I won't actually say her name.
But you're going to let him know.
She's a fucking bitch. And she puts on this nice girl front.
Let it out.
And she's a, because every time. Yeah. And she would do that thing where she would act like we'd never met before.
I hate that shit. That's so common in the influencer space. I swear to Bob. When you go to events, they're like, oh, good to meet you. I'm like, I have met you. We've met before. So many times.
You literally know who I am.
At least lie and say, good to see you.
Yeah.
And even if you think you've never seen me before, good to see you.
Good to see you.
When I'm already introing and saying,
good how to see you. Been? How have you been?
Like, I haven't seen you since blank. Just be like, oh, yeah, good to see you. Even if you don't remember, like, have some fucking etiquette.
She was fucking weird.
Yeah. I didn't like that. Honestly, like, I feel like I don't know that as I don't know as many people as you think I know. Mm. Listen, talking to you guys, like
in the industry, especially now,
especially now.
Yeah. But, and like, especially like the LA scene.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I was just kind of in my bubble. Like, I don't like go like collab with people. Like, you guys know I'm not like that at all. I should be, but I'm not. I'm not. So yeah, I don't really know that many people that like, I don't have a personal relationship with.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And I was going to say, the people that you've seen that we've hung out with, those are the people that we fuck with and like we really like.
Yeah, like I have a actual relationship with them. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I was even around another influencer.
Like at an event.
I haven't been around any creators out here.
No.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not with the shits like that anymore. Good. By choice.
Yeah, I was going to say good.
I guess I'll take a shot though.
Sure.
I just don't have anybody. I don't know. And you took a shot. Ugh. They're getting harder to take.
I think they're just warming up a little bit.
Ew.
These two have been in the middle.
Oh yeah. We should have started with those. Yeah. And let the fresh ones we put out be in the middle. Okay. Next one. Alex, what was your first impression of Monica? Monica's my sister.
Oh, I like talk about this often. I used to think Monica hated me. because Monica was like the cool older sister who was super like emo and edgy.
So emo, edgy, ditch school.
Like black weed. Eyeliner.
Yeah.
And like didn't talk to anyone. And
she
didn't
even talk to me, no, dude.
No. And I would go over to your house and I'd be like, because I also grew up, my like elementary school best friend had older sisters and I was like tight with them.
Yeah.
And they felt like my older sisters. And then when me and you got really close, I remember thinking like, why don't I have the same relationship with Monica that I had with Olivia and Ashley?
She's nothing like Olivia and Ashley.
Polar opposites. And so
maybe
I always,
but not back then.
Yeah, exactly. Monica was just like so anti everything phase. And I just remember thinking like, why doesn't she connect with me? But then, you know,
I even felt like that up until age like 18. Monica and I did not get along. She was so like we said, edgy. She was ditching school to go to like Warp Tour. Like she was just so, and like not the kind where like she did it to be edgy. She was actually like that. Like she was the blueprint of that stereotype.
Right. And I think that's kind of a side quest. I think that's why her and Vince kind of worked because Vince is so anti everything. Like he was the blueprint of not doing things just because they're cool.
Yep.
And her like too. That's why they're kind of the same. Anyway. But it wasn't until a couple years ago that we actually started kicking it with Monica. Like she would come visit us in LA. Like we were
all the time.
Right. She was like dating someone in the friend group. And there was a point where I was like, I feel like he used to hate me growing up. And she was like, no, I hated everyone.
I was just going to say she hated everyone.
Right. Yeah. But Monica's dope. I love her. Now I consider her a sister.
Yeah, absolutely. She actually texted me today. I guess this is kind of dark, but one of her, I'm gonna cry. One of her friends a few years ago, her sister died.
Mm.
And every year when the, what's it called? The
anniversary
comes up, Monica always texts me mm-hmm. and is like, let me read what she said. Oh, it just like breaks my heart. Like I could not imagine losing my sister. She said, whenever my friends who have had their siblings pass away, have those anniversaries come up, they make their posts. I lose my fucking mind. And they live the rest of their lives quietly screaming into the abyss. I said, it breaks my heart. I couldn't imagine. I'm so grateful for you and I love you so much. Mm. And then she sent me a picture of two joints in an ashtray and said, us. But, oh, I couldn't imagine. Yeah. Which is just, it's even crazy. Like, if you would have, if you showed this footage of me, like, crying about how much I love my sister to, like, my younger self.
Right.
She'd be like, what? Like, what the fuck? But, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you build those kind of bonds with your siblings. I feel like that's pretty common. And I can even say that. Older. Right. And I can even say that about me and Vince. Like,
totally,
you guys. Once you become your own people outside of your family unit, you grow this like really specific and special connection with your sibling that you just don't have growing up.
Yeah, another level of respect. And like you kind of grow up and you're like, oh, you get it in ways nobody else can.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to say by default you get close, because that's also not always the case. It's just like, I don't know.
It creates a foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This one's just funny because it's very specific.
Okay.
Biggest size in centimeters of dick you could take.
I don't know centimeters.
We got to do math now.
It's, I'd have to check.
Right. Right.
You know, like, yeah. Give me a sec.
And we've said this before. We'll say it again. It's not about the size. It's about what you could do with it.
The motion in the ocean.
The motion in the ocean. It's about the rhythm.
Centimeters is crazy.
Centimeters is probably, it's probably like,
I don't even know how big a centimeter is. Like, I know an inch is like that, but like, so is a centimeter.
Is it
like,
less?
I think it's less, yeah.
So like 5 inches is like,
probably like 11 centimeters or something. Right. Oh, wait, no. Yeah.
Shot in the dark.
Let's see. Oh, 12.7. I wasn't too far off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Whatever that means.
I feel like at largest, I could go like, let me do some math.
I know. I was going to say, give me the converter.
Give me the catalytic converter. I'll say like 18 centimeters. Shot in the dark, though.
20.32 centimeters.
Whoa, girlfriend.
Because I had 8 inches in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
8 inches is huge.
I think she can take it.
Yeah. I'm super, super sensitive.
It also depends where I'm at in my cycle.
Exactly.
Because when I'm getting closer to my period, sometimes I'd be hurting. That's endometriosis, though. That's like a very common thing.
Yep. And sometimes too big is like, it like counteracts.
Yeah.
Like it does the opposite of what you think it would do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's about the motion in the ocean.
Right.
This could be a cool little like manifesting one.
Okay.
For each of you, what's a dream podcast to go on?
Ooh, My Favorite Murder.
Do they have guests?
No.
They have like detectives.
Yeah, it would purely be so I could just like sit there and fangirl with the two women that made me interested in podcasting in the first place.
Yeah, no, that'd be a dream. It'd be cool to have them here.
Yeah,
that'd be a cool thing.
Which it would.
Ooh, oh my god, I would be like, hi,
are you sure? Hi. Welcome, please take our seats.
Yeah, did you guys go ahead and
take it away.
I think Alex Earl and I would have a good conversation.
Ooh, yeah, love her.
I would love to be on her podcast.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. I think, I don't know, I feel like we have a lot in common as far as like our thought process with things, but she's almost like the younger version of me.
I was just going to say, I feel like there's a perspective there that we could learn from each other. She's almost experiencing something in her early 20s that like we went through in our early 20s.
Yeah.
So we could relate on that level. But then, like you said, we're like the older versions of her.
Yeah. But I still feel like there's parts of her that are mature for her age.
Oh,
so like 100%. We would mesh in that way. Like it, I think it'd be cool.
What do you wish I would just shut the fuck up about?
It's so hard when we do ones that are pinned towards each other.
Yeah.
Cause like,
we're
if
so.
If I wanted you to shut the fuck up, I would have already told you to shut up about it. Like, you know, these are harder. Like, even like the fashion one, I would have been like, don't wear that.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just.
We're already blunt with each other.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing, there's no truth that would like come out that we like,
We don't already share.
Yeah. These are so hard.
It's just like funny how.
No, the phrase, shut the fuck up about. I guess like when you're like telling me to watch a certain rom-com, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to. Like,
yeah, I do. I pester.
Yeah, I'm not going to. There's so many that you've told me to start.
I just wish like, I wish you would watch them because I like them so much, and like we like the same things.
Besides rom-coms,
you know, there's been a few rom-coms in our recent past that you've liked. And I'm like, she's a secret fan.
I liked the Cameron Diaz one, minus her acting. It was fucking terrible.
Oh, the holiday
one. That was cute. I liked the story of that one. I loved Anyone But You, the new one.
Right.
With Sydney Sweeney. Like, sure. But yeah, all these other ones. And sure, you're probably right. Like, there's probably going to obviously be ones that I like. Like, I'm not going to watch them. So shut up. For years, it was you wanting me to watch Friends. And then I started it and I was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like, Friends is fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
It's like,
it's so funny.
It's our humor too. Like,
right. Now you see where I got my humor from.
Yeah. No, I get that. I guess that. What do you want me to shut the fuck up about?
Probably when you say your tummy hurts, because
I don't even say that much anymore.
I know you don't. I was going to say you've gotten a lot better at it. And I don't know if it's because you don't want to say, I don't know if it's because you don't want to say it or if it's because your tummy actually doesn't hurt anymore.
It doesn't hurt as much anymore.
That's great.
Yeah. I think I grew up.
God bless.
But you're right. There was a period of time there where it hurt.
Yeah. A lot of the time, but it mostly got like, I cared obviously because I don't want you to be uncomfortable, but it was one of those things where you got yourself into this mess. You live with
it. After like
the crab boil.
I was going to say crab boil, Wingstop feast. Like, and right. I'm like, my stomach hurts.
And I'm like, shut
so
it.
So valid. That is so valid.
Thank you.
That is valid. I'm not even going to. Yep. You're right. Okay. This one's for you, Alex.
Uh-oh.
Alex, you're on a boat and can only save one of Kristen's last exes. Who are you saving?
Oh God. Fuck.
I love that you're on a boat.
Kelly, because he's married.
Right. Like for her
respect.
And like, yeah. That's super valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner. Bye.
Drown, bitch.
Sayonara.
Fucking hell.
Scott, whatever.
He can damn near swim.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
If you want it enough, you'll fight for it.
What?
You'll get out of this problem on your own.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like he has to like fight to have you save him. Like,
No. He'll get out of it on his own.
He'll swim to shore. I'm not even tripping.
Yeah.
Kelly's going to freak out.
Yeah.
You got to save him.
Yeah.
He's going to crumble.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, it's so good. I guess let me do yours. I think I'd save Bobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Bobby and I always got along.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, and I think he fucked with you too.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah. I'd say Bobby and just kick it or something. Okay.
This is my high school boyfriend. I don't think we've ever
said
his name.
Well, yeah, we just said each other. I just realized we both said each other's high school boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did the least
amount of trauma.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for next episode.
Okay, I have one. What's your last Google?
Probably something about medical shit. Oh, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Yeah. Alex has seen it a few times, but I just started High Fidelity, the series, not the movie. So I was just looking her up. Whenever I watch a new show or a movie, I like have to know everything about the actors.
100%.
I was just looking her up.
I need to know their real life.
Yes. What about you?
Mine's ChatGPT.
What'd you ask?
That's boring. I didn't ask anything, but remember we were talking about it on our Zoom call.
Yeah. Should we do like our second Google thing? I feel like these are boring. Mine's Zendaya's parents. Have you guys seen her parents? It's crazy. She looks nothing like them.
But then you could see the features.
Yeah, you could see, but like,
You wouldn't think.
What is it?
Mine are boring.
What is it?
How long are Shaq's legs?
Yeah, and then Alex found this website where you can plug in your height and it'll show you like a diagram of where you stand on Shaq's body.
Yeah, like how tall you are next to him.
Why
so cool.
Oh, we were talking about
his leg height.
Yeah, because I'm pretty 50-50. Like my legs are literally the length of my torso.
Right, my whole body is my legs.
Yeah, so we're like, what is Shaq?
Right.
Yeah.
Looked it up.
Use the internet. Whoever created the internet like put their blood, sweat, and tears into this like revolutionary toy. Or toy, what tool? And we're out here like, how big is Shaq?
Right. I wasn't able to get an actual measurement on his leg height though,
which is so surprising.
Right. I was gonna say that should be like an NBA stat.
Yeah, I want to know like hip bone to big toe. So if you guys know, comment down below.
Yeah,
I'm just
let us
trying to figure it out. Okay, next one. Which girl in your friend group is your favorite? And it can't be each other.
Oh, fuck.
I'm drinking. That's fucked up. I'm not doing that. You monster whoever sent that in.
Me prepared to answer.
Answer it then. Crazy girl.
I forgot drinking was an option. Ooh.
Ugh.
Who's it going to go to?
Should we split it?
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be the last one.
The last one.
Guess each other's underwear color. If you're wrong, drink.
Ooh, I like this one.
I'm trying to think of your roto.
You don't know my roto.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You know my cozy undies because I wear this around the house, but you don't know what I'd be wearing under clothes that I'm about to leave the house in.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I know your favorite are your Halloween ones.
Yeah, I love my Halloween ones.
So yes. I know your roto.
One. One of thousands. I love my Halloween underwear. I wear them a lot.
I freaking love Halloween.
I love bats.
If you want to feel sexy, you wear your Halloween ones.
No, not if I want to feel sexy, but like when I do laundry and those are clean, I'm like, let's wear
them. First up in the roto. Yep.
Black.
No.
Dang it.
Blue.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Yes.
Lace?
Always.
Really? I have no lace.
I love lace underwear.
Do you want to go to Victoria's Secret?
Sure. Let's go to Ruby's after this. I want a burger and fries.
Okay.
And then we'll go to VS.
Okay.
Should we guess each other one more time since we both got it wrong?
Okay.
Pink. Nope. Orange. It's orange?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
We'll still both drink since we technically got the first one wrong.
Okay.
So yeah. If
they're like burnt, like nude orange.
You want to know something crazy?
What?
So are mine.
No. Let me see. Oh.
Mine are like corally orange. What are yours? Oh my God. Yeah. We're both orange.
Like natural burnt orange. Cheers to that, sister. That's crazy.
We're wearing the same color undies. Woo! I knew we were best friends. I keep spinning. Oh my God.
Oh. Okay. I'm not as drunk as I thought we would be.
It's because these are like mixed shots.
I have a buzz and I know the sugar is going to be hurting later.
Yeah. I definitely want to drink a lot of water after this.
I was going to say we should get a cocktail.
I'm fine with that, but I'm just being like in with that. Right. We need to hydrate a little bit.
He's a little bit proactive.
Yeah. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
We had fun.
Happy truth or drink.
Happy truth or drink.
I hope you learned something new. Again, this gets harder and harder as we do it because like we reveal so much about ourselves all the fucking time.
Right. You guys already know things about us.
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys don't know, we have a Patreon where every Friday we do an extra episode. And it usually pertains to Monday's topic, but sometimes we throw in like fun little things. And this Friday, we're going to do a vlog. So go check us out on Patreon if you would like that extra video a week.
Yeah, we did this, I think like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We did a vlog. We did a night out in New York. And it was genuinely my favorite video I think I've ever fucking edited.
Right.
Because something about Patreon is so fun because like you can't get copywritten. You can say and show whatever the fuck you want. Like
there's no limit.
We literally were passing a joint to each other. Like, right. And you can show that. And don't get me wrong, I love YouTube, but like Patreon, you could just kind of take it a step further. So we definitely got a lot of very positive feedback from that video. So we want to do another one.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, rate us 5 stars and give us a sweet little review.
A sweet, cute little.
Or take a shot.
And
if you're on YouTube, then subscribe and thumbs up and comment and turn on your post notification. Turn all the things on. We love you guys. Have a really, really good week.
I'm going to go drink some water and eat a burger and fries. I want fries and truffle mayo right now. Like, ooh, that's why
they
I
do
said
have
it.
Good truffle
Their
mayo.
Fries are like the shoestring skinny boys.
Yeah.
Like, can we go right now?
Sure.
We can like put on shoes
All
and go.
I have to do is throw on a hoodie.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, guys. All right, guys. Have a good week.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.